Business is battle. On Business Wars, we learn what it takes to win by looking closely at ambitious battles like the one in our latest series, WWF versus WCW. And our new book, The Art of Business Wars, gets to the very heart of each conflict, unearthing all the valuable lessons. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. Join Wondery Plus to listen to Business Wars 1 week early and ad-free in the Wondery app. Download the Wondery app in your Apple or Google Play mobile app store today. A listener note, this episode originally aired in 2019. It's the evening of Monday, September 11th, 1995, and across America, wrestling fans are on tenterhooks. Last week, WCW Monday Nitro exploded onto TV screens and power slammed WWF when it announced on live television that one of its biggest stars, Lex Luger, had defected to WCW. Now, it's round two. But this time, WCW's Nitro doesn't have the airwaves to itself. Tonight, it goes head-to-head with WWF's Monday Night Raw for the first time. As showtime approaches, WWF boss Vince McMahon and his top aides gather around a TV in WWF's headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. After last week's upset, they're keeping an eye on the competition. But McMahon's not worried. Tonight's edition of Raw is strong. And he still doesn't believe that Nitro is a threat to Raw. Tonight's episode of Raw was taped 2 weeks ago and includes a spectacular clash between the mountainous Psycho Sid and ponytailed pretty boy Shawn Michaels. Michaels is the brightest star of WWF's new generation of wrestlers, an acrobatic performer who shimmies around the ring like a male stripper. But what McMahon doesn't know is that WCW boss Eric Bischoff is about to torpedo Raw's main event. Bischoff knows wrestling fans will spend the next hour channel hopping between Nitro and Raw, so he's going to give them a reason to drop the remote and stick with WCW show.
But he is stepping into the ring with the United States Heavyweight Champion, a man who has made his mark here in WCW, the Stinger!
It's 17 minutes into WCW Nitro, and wrestler VK Wall Street is waiting in the ring for his opponent Sting, a face-painted brawler with a surfer's body and a bleached flat-top hairdo. As Sting makes his way into the ring, Bischoff delivers a spoiler bomb on WWF's main event.
Hey, and by the way, in case you're tempted to grab the remote control, check out the competition, don't bother. It's 2 or 3 weeks old. Shawn Michaels beat the big guy with a super kick he couldn't earn a green belt with in a local YMCA. Stay right here. It's live. It's where the action is. Who cares about that?
Yeah. Bischoff's just revealed who won WWF's big match, ensuring a whole lot of viewers won't be switching over to watch Raw later. McMahon and his team are left reeling. The next day, the TV ratings arrive. McMahon winces as he realizes he was naive to think that WCW is not a threat. Raw wins the night with 2.4 million viewers. Nitro skimmed less than 200,000 viewers. McMahon thought victory was a foregone conclusion, but now he knows this fight is for real, and the enemy's fighting dirty.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though many of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill talk about how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can check out this episode and a whole lot more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. On the last episode, Vince McMahon battled to nurse the WWF back to financial health as WCW owner Ted Turner declared all-out war. Now, WCW is determined to end WWF's long reign as TV's wrestling champ with Monday Nitro. This is Episode 4, New World Order. It's November 19th, 1995, and 14,000 baying wrestling fans are in the U.S. Air Arena in Landover, Maryland. They're here for WWF's annual Survivor Series show, which is also being broadcast across the nation as a $25 pay-per-view. As the fans cheer on the action, up in the VIP booth, Michael Ortman's on a charm offensive. Ortman is WWF's VP of Distribution, and he's entertaining a group of TV executives from Canada. His mission is to reassure them that WWF is family-friendly. A lot of the fights are just wacky fun with crazy, over-the-top characters that kids like. But with WCW luring away older fans with edgier action, the WWF has to walk a fine line to keep both audiences. Canadian TV stations have been talking about only broadcasting violent shows after 9 p.m. If that happens to WWF, well, it can kiss Canada's preteen viewers and the ad dollars they generate goodbye. Ortman's already checked the script for tonight's show. Good, clean fights. Just what he needs to sell WWF to Canadians. But what he's not been told is that WWF boss Vince McMahon has made a last-minute change. The Canadians watch as a tall wrestler with a greasy mane of black hair enters the ring. Ortman gives the executives the lowdown on the action.
That's Kevin Nash. His ring name is Diesel. He's fighting Bret Hart tonight.
The Canadians nod at the mention of WWF's biggest star, Bret Hart. Hart's Canadian, and back home, he's a national hero. Moments later, Hart bounds into the ring dressed in a bright pink leotard. Nash quickly dominates. He sends Hart crashing onto the mat. Hart tries to get up, but Nash stomps hard on his lower back. Hart writhes in agony around the mat before tumbling out of the ring. But Nash isn't letting up. He climbs over the ropes, grabs a metal chair, and advances toward Hart. As the Canadian TV executives wince in the VIP booth, Nash thrashes Hart with a chair. Ortman gives them an awkward grin.
Of course, this is a pay-per-view, and pay-per-views are edgier. We don't put this sort of thing in free TV shows.
After the show, Ortman hunts McMahon down backstage.
What was that out there? How was I supposed to explain that to the Canadians?
McMahon drapes his arm across Ortman's shoulder.
The guys just got carried away. Won't happen again, I promise.
But this was not just unchecked exuberance. Faced with the threat from WCW, McMahon's making changes. To counter WCW's edgier image, he's adding some grit to WWF's formula. He's also streamlining his roster. McMahon wants to cast WCW as the retirement gig for aging has-beens, and make WWF as the place with the best new wrestling talent. Among the first to go is Deborah Michelli, the WWF Women's Champion. She immediately phones WCW boss Eric Bischoff.
I was hoping you might have a place for me.
Bischoff is about to say he'll think about it when he has a brainwave. Now, hold up. I don't remember you losing the women's belt. You still got it?
Yeah.
Good. You're in. And bring the belt with you.
Oh, listen, I'm not sure about the belt.
You come with the belt or you don't come at all. Your choice. In December 1995, Michelli turns up on WCW Nitro, belt in hand. She spurns the old persona McMahon gave her and dumps her WWF title belt into a trash can. Fellow wrestlers are appalled by the stunt. To them, treating a championship belt like that is a sacrilege. But for the viewers at home, it's another water cooler moment. That evening, WCW's Nitro narrowly beats WWF's Raw in the ratings for the third week in a row. It's New Year's Day, 1996, and at WWF headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut, Vince McMahon's got new orders for Raw's production team.
Okay, we're going on the attack. We're doing a series of comedy sketches during Raw called Billionaire Ted. Every week, it'll highlight how WCW is just a bunch of WWF rejects.
One of the production team looks doubtful.
Why are we telling all our viewers there's another wrestling show they can watch?
McMahon isn't budging.
It'll be great. I think it'll be the funniest skit we've ever done. I can see it. Ted Turner in a cheap-ass suit and a toupee. Hulk Hogan using a walker. Macho Man reborn as Nacho Man.
The following Monday, viewers of Raw meet Ted Turner's doppelganger, Billionaire Ted. In the sketch, he and his team bat around ideas for WCW's new slogan.
How about this is where the good old boys play?
Or even just the old boys play.
Who you calling old, brother?
What did I just tell you guys? This is no time to start telling the truth. Yes, Nacho Man.
Let's lie. How about this is where the big boys play?
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, it's just dishonest enough to work.
But what if all our stars...
But the sketch only convinces Bischoff that he's got WWF on the ropes. He always assumed that WCW was destined to be the Pepsi-Cola of wrestling. Always the runner-up, never the champion. But now Nitro is matching Raw in the ratings. And ticket sales for WCW live events have grown from hundreds to several thousand a show. Once, Bischoff's only goal was to make WCW profitable. But now that the fight's going his way, he's out to crush WWF. But to do that, he needs a solid lead in the TV ratings. Bischoff believes television is the path to victory. If he can win on TV, then revenues from advertisers, pay-per-view buys, live shows, and merchandising will follow. What he needs is a story arc that'll keep people hooked on Nitro, like the one he recently saw in Japan. The country's top two wrestling companies collaborated on a joint storyline where their wrestlers went to war with each other to establish who was the greatest. The fans loved it. But Bischoff knows McMahon would never greenlight a WCW versus WWF crossover. So, when Bischoff hears that wrestler Scott Hall is fed up with the constant tours and backbiting within the WWF, he sees an opportunity. Hall is one of the brightest stars of WWF's new generation, a 287-pound wrestler with a 5 o'clock shadow and a curl dangling down his forehead. With Hall, Bischoff could create the impression that WWF is invading WCW. It's February 20th, 1996, and in Huntington, West Virginia, Hall and his close pal Kevin Nash or in the showers, cleaning up after a WWF TV taping. Hall leans over and lets Nash in on his plan.
When my contract ends in 2 months, I'm out of here. I'm going to WCW.
Nash is shocked. Hall is his closest buddy in the WWF.
How much are they giving you?
$750K a year. Guaranteed. And get this, I'll do no more than 120 shows a year.
Nash's jaw drops. WWF wrestlers only get paid when they perform. To earn that much money in the WWF, he'd need to be its biggest star and do at least 300 shows a year. Hall smiles at his friend.
You know, you should come with me.
8 days later, Nash resigns from the WWF after securing his own lucrative deal with Turner's crew in Atlanta. With Hall and Nash heading for the exit, McMahon's fury at Turner boils over. By mid-March, McMahon's using his billionaire TED sketches to issue a call to arms to WWF fans. One sketch urges viewers to call on the Federal Trade Commission to block Turner Broadcasting's proposed merger with Time Warner. The following day, McMahon is summoned to the Manhattan headquarters of the USA Network, the cable network that broadcasts Raw. When the WWF chief enters the conference room, USA's CEO Kay Koplowitz is at the head of the table, wearing a red business suit. Around the table are her senior executives. She narrows her eyes at the dimple-chinned wrestling mogul.
Vince, billionaire Ted is finished.
Hang on there. This is my show.
And it's on my network. It's finished. Turner Broadcasting controls 15% of the cable stations serving USA. I will not jeopardize that access for your childish spat. I'll wash my hands of you in an instant. Is that clear?
McMahon nods. He can't risk losing his primetime slot on USA. Koplowitz isn't done yet, though.
From now on, you will send us raw scripts in advance.
McMahon opens his mouth to object, but Koplowitz slaps him down.
Really? You want to argue with me on this? Maybe you've forgotten that your show's ratings are in the pits.
McMahon slowly shuts his mouth. It's Memorial Day, 1996, and Eric Bischoff is driving through the streets of Macon, Georgia. He's heading to the Macon Coliseum, where tonight's edition of Nitro is being filmed, and he's got Scott Hall in the passenger seat. As he drives, Bischoff talks Hall through his entrance.
I want you to interrupt Steve Dahl's fight with the Mahler. You enter the ring, demand a mic, and start spouting off.
Hall nods.
I want you angry. Tell the crowd how WCW disrespected you, and now you've come to get revenge, okay? Say you're bringing a friend, but do not mention your name or Nash's. I want people to think you're still Razor Ramon and Nash is still Diesel. I want them to be unsure whether you're still with the WWF.
Hall nods again.
Okay, but where's this angle going?
You and Nash will be the outsiders, a rebel faction that wants to take over WCW.
3 hours later, Hall invades the ring, chewing a toothpick. Shock ripples through the crowd. The mainstream media largely ignores developments in the wrestling world, so most of the audience still think he's with the WWF. As the crowd boos, Hall sneers into the camera and delivers a warning to Bischoff and the WCW.
I got a challenge for him, for billionaire Ted, for the Nacho Man, and for anybody else in WCW. Hey, you want to go to war? You want a war? You're going to get one.
Two weeks later, Nash joins Hall at WCW. They turn up on Nitro and push around Bischoff on air like a couple of schoolyard bullies to further sell themselves as renegade wrestlers invading the WCW. The question about who they work for remains unanswered. The Outsiders Invasion is a ratings winner. By mid-June, Nitro's got a clear lead over Raw. The buzz only builds further when it's revealed that a third man will join the Outsiders at WCW's next pay-per-view in July. With his ratings slipping, Vince McMahon knows he needs to stop this storyline. And there's only one way he can do that. But it won't be in the ring. He's going to haul WCW into court. You know, Audible has a brand new collection of exclusive thrillers. Every move is made more exciting by captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. I just downloaded The Grand Opening by Carl Weber. It's a mystery about a family business in a small southern town, and there are secrets around every turn. You know, when I'm listening, the time just disappears, getting completely immersed in the story and the performances. And as an Audible member, you get to keep one title a month from their entire catalog, including bestsellers and new releases. So come on, listen along. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Head on over to audible.com/BW or just text BW to 500-500. That's audible.com/BW or text BW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. As business owners and managers, you use software for your business every day. You use one piece of software to manage your customers, another to manage your employees, another to manage your finances, and the list goes on. You buy these pieces independently and hope they fit neatly together like a puzzle. And then you find out the hard way that they don't, and you end up with a mess at the heart of your business operations. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, fortunately, Zoho offers a solution to this chaos. It's called Zoho One. Zoho One is a suite of around 50 pre-integrated business applications that fit together beautifully. So instead of dealing with disparate software from multiple vendors with multiple contracts and price points, you deal with one vendor with all the pieces of the business software puzzle neatly put together, offered at a very attractive price. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, you got to check out Zoho One at zoho.one. That's Zoho.one. With Zoho, you're not just licensing apps. You're licensing peace of mind. It's June 24th, 1996, and WWF and WCW's legal teams are in the U.S. District Court in Hartford, Connecticut. As Judge Peter Dorsey listens, WWF attorney Jim McDevitt presses for a temporary injunction to stop WCW from using Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Wrestling fans' excitement about the WCW's outsider storyline is reaching fever pitch. WCW is planning to unveil the third member of its rebel faction on July 7th during its Bash at the Beach pay-per-view. But if McDevitt can get this injunction, he will instantly derail WCW's big moment.
Your Honor, WCW is stoking confusion among wrestling fans. Misters Hall and Nash are acting and dressing like the characters they played at WWF. We own those characters. Fans associate those characters with the WWF. WCW knows this. That's why they haven't given either wrestler a new identity.
But Judge Dorsey doesn't share WWF's sense of urgency.
I want to hear this case in full before I decide whether to grant an injunction. We shall meet again in mid-July. Court adjourned.
WWF's Hail Mary attempt to scuttle the outsider's storyline has failed. By the time the case is heard, WCW will have revealed the third man. It's July 7th, 1996, and WCW's Bash at the Beach is on at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida. The main event is already underway, a showdown between the Outsiders and WCW wrestlers Lex Luger, Sting, and Macho Man. But everyone's wondering who will be the Outsiders' third man. and that includes Hall and Nash. WCW boss Eric Bischoff's been keeping the circle so tight that even they don't know who's joining them. Suddenly, there's a disturbance.
Hulk Hogan is here! Hulk Hogan's here! Hulk Hogan is in the building!
You're damn right he is!
Go get him, Hulkster!
Yeah, but whose side is he on?
Go, what are you talking about?
Whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
The crowd cheers as Hogan strides towards the ring. They believe the Hulksters come to dish out some tough justice to Hall and Nash. So when Hogan climbs into the ring, Hall flees. Hogan stares at Nash and Hall for a moment, then turns around and delivers his famous leg drop onto Macho Man's prone body.
What is he doing?
Hall, Nash, and Hogan quickly defeat WCW's defenders. The crowd responds by flinging paper cups and other trash at them. As the audience fury grows, Hogan explains why he betrayed WCW.
Well, the first thing you gotta realize, brother, is this right here is the future of wrestling. You can call this the new world order of wrestling, brother.
As the crowd jeers, Bischoff smiles. In wrestling, there's two kinds of characters. Good guys, known as babyfaces, and villains, who are dubbed heels. Until this moment, Hogan's been the ultimate babyface. All say your prayers and eat your vitamins. But his transformation into a heel caught everyone by surprise. Now, the outsiders are the New World Order, the NWO, a wrestling promotion within a wrestling promotion. And it's a ratings knockout. It's early August 1996, and Raw's production team gathers in a conference room in WWF headquarters. The mood is glum. Nitro's been beating Raw in the ratings for weeks. Vince McMahon wants solutions.
We need fresh ideas. Give me something.
A team member points out what everyone but McMahon thinks is the obvious move.
We need to push Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Austin used to be a low-profile wrestler called the Ringmaster, but he's now reinvented himself as Stone Cold, a beer-guzzling anti-hero with a killer stare. The fans fell for Austin back in June when he told Bible-quoting wrestler Jake Roberts that Austin 316 says, "I just whipped your ass." Another team member backs the idea of pushing Austin.
Yeah. Austin 316 is a catchphrase already. Fans are wearing t-shirts, they're making signs. We just gotta put him over.
McMahon wavers. He believes, in the traditional good versus evil divide between baby faces and heels, Austin's blurring the boundaries.
But you know, he's not a baby face. We need a baby face.
The team member gives McMahon a puzzled look.
Why? The fans love him. And this is the age of anti-heroes. Nine-inch nails on MTV, natural-born killers filling movie theaters. Come on. Just look at how NWO is going over at WCW. Austin's perfect.
McMahon takes a deep breath.
Okay, let's make him a star.
On the next episode, a violent home invasion shocks WWF fans. Turner's executives put Bischoff in a headlock, and the NWO invades Iowa. From Wondery, this is episode 4 of WWF versus WCW for Business Wars. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. Follow Business Wars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. Supporting them helps us keep offering our shows for free. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a small survey at wondery.com/survey and tell us which business stories you'd like to hear. A quick note about recreations you've been hearing. In most cases, we can't know exactly what was said. Those scenes are dramatizations, but they're based on historical research. I'm your host, David Brown. Tristan Donovan wrote this story. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Donna Hyams edited this story, produced by Emily Frost, voice acting by Michelle Phillippe. Kate Young is our associate producer. Our producer is Dave Schilling. Sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.